This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Now, Jason Ball was a big star of the Pride Cup on Sunday afternoon for the Yarra Glen Football Club. They trailed Warburton Millgrove by 3 goals, 19 points at the halftime break. They ended up winning the game by 2 goals, 12 points. It was a fantastic second half. And on the line with us now to chat a bit about the match, of course, the Vice President of the Yarra Glen Football Netball Club, Michelle Young. Evening, Michelle.
Good evening, Dougal, and all the listeners.
Fantastic day for the Yarra Glen Football Netball Club on Sunday. You know, great result for the footy boys. Unfortunately, the netball girls, though, not able to get the job done. They fell 1 goal short.
Yes, that was a bit disappointing for our girls, but, you know, they didn't have their best game, but all credit to Warburton Millgrove and Anita and her team. They came out and played, you know, very good, strong netball, and they were the better team on the day. But, you know, 1 goal is not much.
Yeah, that's right. 1 goal's close. So, you know, it's not like it was a thrashing. Were the girls wearing rainbow vests as well?
Yes, they were. All four teams all had the beautiful rainbow bibs on, which everyone commented on, and they looked fantastic. We also had the rainbow flag flying high on the flagpole over the top of the netball court, which everyone could see as they drove up the driveway to the oval.
I'm imagining it because I wasn't there.
And Joy's very own Brian Peel, Mal, who you know,
yeah,
did a very fantastic job of reporting on the netball during the broadcast throughout the day.
Oh, great!
It was really great to see a crowd out the back following the netball as much as at the front following the
did
football.
Did you get out there to have a look? Did you?
Yeah, I definitely had a look, but I was busy with the broadcast, so I didn't get to stay and watch too much of the game.
I didn't get out to the netball court to look at it out there.
Yeah. But just as you were driving in, there was already a crowd gathered around the netball. It was fantastic. Right. That was all in for the local clubs.
Guys, don't forget Michelle's on the line.
Yeah, she is on the line. Someone else is on the line as well. Michelle, of course, he played for Yarra Glen on Sunday afternoon and injured himself during the match and not training this evening. He's one of the senior coaches of Yarra Glen Footy Club, Sam Hills. Evening, Sam.
Good evening, how are you?
Mate, congratulations for taking part in the game. That the team got up a couple of goals in the end, but unfortunately, a bit of an injury during the game to yourself.
Yeah, look, unfortunately, I haven't had the best of luck with injuries this year, but the main thing was that the team got up and we obviously gave a great contest throughout the day and gave everyone who came down to watch the Pride Cup, you know, something good to see, so...
Yeah, it was a really high standard of football, I thought. And your coach predicted at halftime that you'd close the gap during the third quarter and then come through to win it in the final quarter. So he was right.
He was right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we were fortunate enough. We made a few moves and a few things started to fall our way. And Jason was a big part of that. And he got things going our way in our forward line and kicked a goal himself. And we were able to run home in the end, so...
Sam, Sean Town here, mate. Just wondering if you can run us through what the players thought of the day and sort of how you handle that from a coaching perspective as well.
Look, obviously it's a big event for the club, and I know the players themselves, we try not to get too distracted with all the fanfare on the actual day, but they get right behind the event itself, and they're very supportive of Jason, and They've done a lot of education throughout the week leading up to it, and they're all willing to support the club in any way and support the Pride Cup. It's fantastic that we get 100% support from all the players and supporters of the club, and it's turned out to be such a great event. And
Well, it's like a grand final for you out there with the number of people there and the media and all that sort of thing. But the players have to remember it's just another game and they're there to win the game and get the four points
on the table. Exactly.
That's right.
Michelle, I spoke to Vincent Erickson, the president of the Yarra Glen Footy Netball Club on Sunday, Arvo, and he was saying that the Pride Cup has really changed the culture of the club and also the Yarra Glen community as well.
Yes, look, that's true. We've had a lot of the local businesses were displaying banners promoting the Pride Cup. They had, you know, rainbow-coloured streamers and balloons in their windows and out the front on A-frame, promoting it all for us. So, you know, that's fantastic to see. We're getting the support of the local businesses. And not only that, we've had, you know, some of our older stalwart life members that have been around the club for a very long time. And, you know, before the Pride Cup last year, they were sort of saying to us, you know, what's all this about?
What's all this pride stuff about?
And so it's been a, you know, a very big learning curve for lots of people, and we're very pleased to see that we, you know, a few that didn't attend last year happily came along on board this year and now understand what it's all about, being inclusive and in sport. So,
and Michelle, there was a great story about one of the people from around the club that had come out and had to leave home. And
yes, that's right. A young guy had to leave home. You know, he didn't feel comfortable telling his parents. He just felt like he didn't fit in, and he could never do anything right. Had stopped playing sport, and anyway, when he saw what the Yarra Glen Club were doing, and he said that he wanted to come and see, told his dad he wanted to come and watch the Pride Cup. You know, there was something going on up here, and he wanted to come and play at Yarra Glen. And his dad said, "Oh, great! You know, this is really good." And you know, he's moved back home now, and you know, his father sort of couldn't thank the club on the whole enough for the support that they'd shown his son, and that he was really comfortable in coming up here and seeing that it's, you know, it's not a big deal around the club.
Mm,
that
everyone, it's fantastic.
What a great story.
Yeah, it is. That's, you know, very encouraging to hear things like that.
Sam, from a playing and coaching point of view, as I said, obviously the Pride Cup was special, and Jason Ball been a big part in that. But what were the coach's comments at, you know, Dean DeMunk? What was his comments at halftime? You're three goals down, and I noticed that Jason was moved from centre half back to centre half forward, which did inspire the come from behind win. But what was said at half time to really get the boys motivated in that second half?
Nice bit of fairy tale.
I was laughing at the language used.
We made a tactical move and we got Jason up the ground and moved him up to centre half forward to try and help the influence one of their players was having across the centre half back. And he certainly did that. And we knew that if we could just continue we could run over the top of them. And we spoke a lot before the game and at half time about showing the same level of courage that Jason's shown, and we really got behind that. That was a big theme for us before and during the game, and try and as a team support each other. And we knew that if we could do that, we could get over the line. So
I think you certainly had the crowd support behind you as well. Sitting in the outer, the crowd were cheering very, very rambunctiously with every goal.
Yeah, horns were being tooted.
Honking the horn.
Yeah, honking the country football.
Yeah, it was great to have the everyone there and to have the crowd support. So to have everyone, you know, right around the ground, it's certainly you know, a bit of an auditorium. So it was fantastic, and that obviously spurred us on as well. So.
And Michelle, I guess what Dean DeMunk said to me earlier today was, what was most pleasing for the Yarra Glen footy officials, and Jason Ball said it to me as well earlier today, that what was surprising about the game, it wasn't just the GLBTI fans that turned up. They were actually the minority on the day. You know, there's a lot of allies and just footy lovers who turned up to support the event.
Well, both, yeah, footy lovers. And, you know, I had a lot of friends that have never come to a football netball game. But through, you know, myself, through social media and trying to promote it, they happily came along and And, you know, we're surprised at what a great event it was for the day, and sort of had never seen themselves or considered going to a football match. And, yeah, thought that it was a fantastic day. So, you know, that's a win all round. I had a lot of people come up to me around the ground and say to me that they, you know, same thing. They'd travelled from a long way. They don't normally go to a football match ever. And they thoroughly enjoyed themselves. They thought it was a fantastic day. So I think also credit must go to Warburton Millgrove. They actually approached us.
Oh, that's good.
Saying that they would like to, when it was known that we were going up to Division 1, knowing that we host the Pride Cup, they were the ones that approached us saying they would like to
be part of it, yeah.
To be part of that day. So full credit to them, you know, and they were very strong opposition in all the games that were played on the day. So
very good.
Yeah.
Right, Michelle. Well, thank you for joining us, and Sam for joining us tonight on the Sports Bag on Joy 94.9. We look forward to the next instalment of the Pride Cup in 2016.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
No dramas. Good on you. Thanks so much. Good on you. Cheers. Thanks. Sam Hills and Michelle Young. Michelle Young, the vice president of the club, and Sam Hills, a playing senior coach, unfortunately injured during the game, but.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.